He is in his own being pure, never changing, never moving, unpollutable, and in peace beyond desires he watches the drama of the universe. He is hidden behind the veil of the three conditions and constituents of the universe. But in the joy of his law of righteousness, he is ever one. He is ever one. The Valakahilya said, Master, you have spoken to us of the greatness of the Atman, the Spirit, the Supreme Soul. But what is the soul who is bound by the light or darkness, which follow works, and who, born again from good and evil, rises or falls in its wanderings, under the impulse of two contrary powers? Prajapati answered, There is indeed the other soul composed of the elements of the body, the Bhutatman, who is bound by the light or darkness, which follow works, and who, born again from good and evil, rises or falls in its wanderings under the impulse of two contrary powers. And this is the explanation. There are five subtle elements, tan matras, and these are called elements. There are also five gross elements, mahabhutas, and these are also called elements. The union of these is called the human body. The human soul rules the body, but the immortal spiritual soul is pure like a drop of water on a lotus leaf. The human soul is under the power of the three constituents and conditions of nature, and thus it falls into confusion. Because of this confusion, the soul cannot become conscious of the God who dwells within and whose power gives us power to work. The soul is thus whirled along the rushing stream of muddy waters of the three conditions of nature and becomes unsteady and wavering, filled with confusion and full of desires, lacking concentration and disturbed with pride. Whenever the soul has thoughts of I and mine, it binds itself with its lower self, as a bird with the net of a snare. Brahman is, thus says the seer of Brahman. Brahman is the door. Thus speaks the man of austere harmony, whose sins have been washed away. Om is the glory of Brahman, says the man of contemplation, forever thinking on Brahman. It is therefore by vision, by harmony, and by contemplation that Brahman is attained. In the beginning all was Brahman, one and infinite. He is beyond north and south, and east and west, and beyond what is above or below. His infinity is everywhere. In him there is neither above, nor across, nor below, and in him there is neither east nor west. The Spirit Supreme is immeasurable, inapprehensible, beyond conception, never born, beyond reasoning, beyond thought. His vastness is the vastness of space. At the end of the world, all things sleep. He alone is awake in eternity. Then from his infinite space, new worlds arise and awake, a universe which is a vastness of thought. In the consciousness of Brahman, the universe is, and into him it returns. He is seen in the radiance of the sun in the sky, in the brightness of fire on earth, and in the fire of life that burns the food of life. Therefore, it has been said, He who is in the sun, and in the fire, and in the heart of man, is one. He who knows this is one with the one. When a wise man has withdrawn his mind from all things without, and when his spirit of life has peacefully left inner sensations, let him rest in peace, free from the movements of will and desire. Since the living being called the spirit of life has come from that which is greater than the spirit of life, let the spirit of life surrender itself unto what is called Turiya, the fourth condition of consciousness. For it has been said, There is something beyond our mind which abides in silence within our mind. It is the supreme mystery beyond thought. Let one's mind and one's subtle body rest upon that, and not rest on anything else. There are two ways of contemplation.